Joining us in the studio this morning is Mexico City Councilman Chris Miller, and I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, Matt. Sure glad to be here and see your shining face.
Well, thank you, sir. Good to see you here in the studio. Mexico City Council held a rare meeting on Tuesday night, last night. It was originally scheduled for Memorial Day, but moved to last night. A couple of things on the agenda. It started off with a public hearing. It was actually a request from Steve Magnus on behalf of the Mexico's Elks Lodge 919. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, the Elks Lodge wants to put in three parking spaces for Elks campers. I guess over the state of Missouri, a lot of Elks Lodge have some places for traveling Elks to park for the night or two nights or something, and so they want to do the same thing here. And of course they had to get approval from the city to do that in the location they want to do it, so it's probably a good thing.
Sure. That had to go through planning and zoning first. As I understand it, a couple of the folks in the neighborhood had some concerns, but all those concerns were answered at planning and zoning and by the Mexico Elks Lodge. They kind of met with those folks and kind of explained, it's just three RV spots and it's for Mexico Elks Lodge members only, correct?
That's correct. You have to be, not for Mexico Elks Lodge members, for Elks Lodge members over the state of Missouri or maybe somewhere else, other state. It's for somebody that's traveling through that just needs to park, and they're an elk, and the elk provides them with a place to stay. And yes, there was concerns from a couple of people, but the elks took care of those concerns, and they were happy when they left the planning and zoning meeting, and they did not appear last night, so they must be still happy. So everybody's happy.
All right, and that's a go. I'm sure that goes into effect immediately after you guys gave approval. That can be done anytime now, correct?
I would assume they would start on it right away.
All right. Also, last night, there was some funding that was approved for the Mexico Tourism Tax. Several entities had requested funding. Mexico Chamber of Commerce requesting $5,000, as I understand it, and that was for the Mighty Mo app. Mighty Mex Mo app, is that correct?
That's correct. They asked for $5,000 for the last couple of years to promote the Mighty Mo app, which is just an app that you can see what's going on in Mexico right now. Like if you were a visitor, say, for MMA, you could look on there and see what's happening in Mexico right now.
Sure. One thing that may be on that Mighty Mexmo app is a concert that's going to be coming up. And the reason why we bring this up is because tourism tax funding was also approved last night. Paul and Teresa Ridgway, they're going to be putting on a Bee Gees concert at their place, as I understand it.
That's what we hear. And old people like me know who the Bee Gees are. Probably the young people don't even know what that name means. But they were quite a group at one time. And I'm not sure whether it's the original artist or not, but it's the original name and group and songs that they sang, and they're going to put this concert on out off the end of Summit Street.
All right. We'll be excited to hear some more details about that. Another thing that was approved last night, the City of Mexico getting ready to put out kind of a promotional video about itself, as I understand it, and some tourism funding going to go towards that as well, correct?
Yes. I don't have all the information about exactly who or what they're going to do, but it's basically a video about Mexico of what's here, and it's to help promote people to come to Mexico and see us and see what we have and see what's available in Mexico. It's part of the Economic Development Department, which is headed by Amy O'Brien.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing a little bit more about that in the future. One appointment made last night, it was to the Mexico Housing Authority Board. I believe it was for an expiring term. Is that correct?
Yes, it was for an expiring term, and then we also appointed him, because the term's so short, it's only a few months, we appointed him for another term right after that, and that's Sterling Oliver.
All right, and it was a pretty short meeting last night that kind of covered everything. Anything else you want to add?
Well, you didn't cover that we adjourned.
That's
a big deal.
And you paid the bills, too.
And we paid the bills.
Right. So those were the important things. Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else going on around Mexico that you want to talk about? How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, it was just perfect, you know. We had a lot of flags up. We looked pretty. And, boy, you know, just honoring all the people that have gone by first. We honored our veterans, which is extremely very important. And just wonderful. How was your Memorial Day?
It was good. I stayed. I worked a little bit early in the day, and then I went home and watched the Yellowstone Marathon. So lots of TV watching. And I tried to watch the Cardinals, but they got down early, so had to flip over to Yellowstone.
I see. Right. Well, you know, that's the way it is here. You go to work and you go home and. You're just living the dream right here in Mexico, Missouri.
You couldn't have said it any better. Chris Miller, I certainly appreciate you getting up early and updating us on Mexico City Council.
Thank you, Matt. Glad to be here.